Thank you, Madam Chairwoman, and thank you, everyone, all the delegates for being here. I'm going to make some controversial statements. I just wanted to give the disclaimer. I appreciate everybody's human rights advocacy, and I would like to thank our ancestors for everything that has happened. Since this world has been in existence, we wouldn't be here without them. With that being said, I would like to call attention to accountability of individuals and organizations. UN resolutions often are reduced to soft law. For anybody that is familiar with international law, these are recommendations. These aren't anything that people have to follow or institute. Soft law, as nations, are supposedly not permitted to impose on each other's sovereignty, although there are also double standards and tier systems, as African nations and delegates have mentioned today. We have mentioned this. I think I've heard this word maybe once or twice, but capitalism. We live in a capitalistic society. The UN is part and parcel of that capitalistic society, and it functions in many different ways where it perpetuates the status quo all around the world. Capitalism is also known as social hierarchy, classism, racialism, and elitism. We represent them, but there are over 7.45 or 6 billion people on Earth. And if that's the case, then every person has a soul and every soul has a purpose. We shouldn't try to get people to try to be Beyonce or Jay-Z or celebrities or anybody here, because everybody should be encouraged to be themselves, as everybody has said before me. With that being the case, I would say then we should legislate or institute that everyone is unique. We are not the best because of our accolades, achievements, and who we are here. We are the best because of those who invested in us, and we are merely fortunate ones to have been here, to be here, to make the travel, to make the distance, and to have not been decimated by the system, the global political economy. The fact that we all had to travel to the former League of Nations and the European Union nearly 100 years after its inception on behalf of African descendants internationally is preposterous, in my opinion, while so many Africans and people of African descent still struggle to meet basic needs. That said, education needs reformation in both developed or historically exploitative nations, as well as underdeveloped and historically exploited nations, as colonial histories and false paradigms of racial inferiority are embedded in religion, politics, media, and education. That said, I'll end by saying democracy and democratic principles are great, but members of society, especially those who experience daily marginalization and exploitation, should not be encouraged or forced to wait for a system to change at the bequest of votes, which occur on an annual, biennial, or 4 to 6 year basis. Similar to the way the entire world benefits from African intellectuals, African-influenced music, African fashion, African sexuality, African spirituality, African women, African youth, and other marginalized communities shouldn't have to wait to experience the benefits of a global economic and political system that was designed to oppress them. Thank you.